Second weekend, and tonight through Saturday, Florida is in town. We'll have all three of those games here on National Sports Radio tonight, 6 o'clock, first pitch, and it is the featured game of the week on the SEC Network, joined by Commodores coach Tim Corbin. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Craig.
Hey, before we talk about your team and your series and everything, we had Rick Byrd on yesterday, and he related that after they had – you guys had played over at First Tennessee Park, and you were taking the bus back to school, and he said that you had texted him and said all the players stayed on the bus and watched the end of that game and wouldn't get off, and he really thought very highly of you for that, and you sending him that message.
Well, I mean, I've been communicating with him for, you know, throughout the year, and we've gone over, and Maggie and I have gone over and seen him play, and we got on that bus, put it on right away, and the kids wanted to watch it, and they were into it. You know, you could tell by the reactions to the situation and so on. So, yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big deal when local teams do well. And, you know, from a personal side, just happy for Rick because he's put a lot of time and effort into the game of basketball. And just to see a school like Belmont, you know, play and survive and continue winning. I mean, it's no – people like you folks who know him and know basketball know that that's no surprise whatsoever. But, you know, to everyone else nationally, these are the nice stories that happen in March.
I also asked him if he could sense – the entire community being behind them, and I related it to you and your runs to the College World Series, how this community got behind you. And, you know, we even had UT fans saying, hey, I don't like Vanderbilt, but I'll show approve for that baseball team, a lot in part because of you and you're being successful. But, you know, it doesn't matter with Belmont, Tennessee, Vandy, SEC fan, whatever. I think it's that feel of the community pulling behind it, and I think you had that as well.
Well, we certainly did. You know, you can feel that. That's an energy that sometimes you can't explain, but it certainly seeps into your body, and you can feel it. And when you feel it, it just gives you another burst that you get once you get inside the competitive environment. And I'm sure their kids feel it, and Rick does. And now it's I think that actually that first game is not a bad one to play because it just gets a lot of the nerves out of the kids. It's their second game. It will be the first one for the opponent. So I think there's a lot of good things that can happen. But when you can feel the energy of the people around you, it certainly helps the kids.
Well, it my segue was always going to wonder how – but how did you feel Saturday night, last Saturday night?
Yeah.
You like my segue there, Tim?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's a different kind of energy.
Yeah.
not necessarily a good one, but yeah. Sometimes when you have those types of moments that you reflect upon them and you get better. You know, we typically don't do much after games, but Mark Johnson, the former Texas A&M coach who's been there for years and does their games, you know, on TV, is a good friend of mine. I sit on the board with him at the ABCA, and we went out to dinner with him after, and I think that was probably very helpful. It's kind of medicine because, you know, you can talk to a former older coach who can talk you through some things. But, yeah, it was a tough one to lose because, you know, we had played pretty well on Friday night, and then Saturday we couldn't finish the game. And inside the SEC games, you understand that every game is 9 innings or more, and you have to play all 9 innings because the game is never over. So another good lesson for Vanderbilt.
Did any of that carry over into Sunday for either team, you feel?
Yes. I mean, I you know, you'd like to say no, we forgot about it. But, you know, they're kids. I mean, I think, you know, when you lose a tough game, you know, it's one thing to lose 11-2. You were never in it. So there's not much emotion tied in with that. But when you have something and you feel like you've got it taken away or you gave it away, doesn't really matter, there's a sharp feeling that's associated with that. And I think on the next day, you certainly can rebound, but you need some quality moments to take place early in the game or midway through the game that allow your emotions to be rejuvenated. And if they're not, they're going to be suppressed throughout. And I think when you're 18, 19, 20 years old, that it stays with you. And as much as we wanted to rebound on that particular day, A, their pitching shut us down, and B, we got ourselves in a situation where Kumar Rocker was pitching very, very well, and we couldn't handle the ball. And when we couldn't handle the ball, we put people on base, and the next thing you know, they started their little rally. And once they started their rally, that environment's pretty tough to play in. So it just kind of perpetuates itself. And the next thing you know, you're playing uphill and you can never get uphill. And so, you know, you just get home and say, okay, we lost that series. It's unfortunate, but time to move forward.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin, Florida, 6 o'clock tonight, 6:30 tomorrow night, and 1 o'clock on Saturday. All three of those games right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Coach, the one time I saw you get mad was actually against Florida, 2011. You remember Friday night, Sonny was straight dealing on a Friday night, and it started raining. So, like, mm-hmm. The third or fourth inning, he got canceled, and then you guys played on Saturday, and you ended up losing the series. I'll never forget in the dugout, somebody asked about, were you not ready to go today? And the look on your face was just pure passion. You were mad. You were mad at the question. Dan Phillips from Fox 17 asked.
Don't throw Dan under the
question,
bus.
But it was the same thing. It's like, you know what? You were saying we have to come to play every single day, no matter what happens, off the field, on the field. And you were talking about the rain delay, how it messed things up. And I just kind of like, you lost a tough series at A&M, but nobody's going to cry for you because you got Florida in town now.
Yeah, and that's it. And you have to move on to the next group. That's all there is to it. There's two good teams in the SEC, and that's yourself and the one you're playing, and that's it. You know, that's really all it comes down to, and you have to move to those moments really quick. Dan, by the way, could push every button that was attached to a human. He knew what buttons to push, and yeah, he's not pushing them anymore, but I remember those buttons.
Yeah, he also, after the Michigan game in 07, when he said, did you underestimate Michigan?
There you go, Joe. Thanks for bringing up these quality memories.
I was like, oh, man. Oh, that was a tense moment right there. I was like, oh, I want to get out of here.
And yesterday, I just liked Dan's new business Facebook page too. So,
yeah, please email that to me. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's again. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, your focus is not on last week; it's on Florida. Because next thing you know, if you don't take care of business, Florida comes in here and wins the game. So it's all now on focusing on the Gators.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to. They're really good, and they have always have been. And Florida's Florida. I don't care who they have on their roster and who they've lost or who's playing now. It doesn't matter. That's a confident tradition, and Sully's had a lot to do with that. And he's a good baseball coach. His assistants are good baseball coaches. They have their kids always prepared, and what they are is confident. They always play very, very confident baseball, and it's why they've had so much success over the last 10 years. And, just have to credit that program because every kid that comes in replicates those behaviors and replicates that mindset. They're very good.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like Vanderbilt baseball,
it does.
Quite frankly.
And the game being on SEC Network, national TV, everybody could see that. I mean, it's just what a great thing for your program and for Florida. I know that, but so many more eyeballs. We talk about this every year. So many more eyeballs on your program to see how you approach things, how your players approach things. It's a win-win to be able to sit at home and watch you guys play baseball.
Well, it is. That network has done so much for our sport, and it's really pushed the SEC forward. But because it's pushed the SEC forward, the other schools have had to follow a little bit. And in no way do I want to bang on our chest and say we're the elite conference. But I think when power conferences start to do things for sports like baseball and start to promote it in different ways and get it on TV and push new rules through, then it's kind of the impetus for why things will happen a little bit more freely in the future. And whether it's scholarships or whether it's what have you, I think we're certainly the recipients of being in a tremendous conference.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin with us, certainly Florida. You mentioned Sully, Kevin O'Sullivan. And did you think, take us back to Clemson, when you two were sharing that office together, Did you, obviously everyone has dreams and aspirations. Did your wildest dreams that you two in that office together at Clemson would have won one day? I mean, he's taken that team, what, to four straight College World Series, and you're all searching for the same, you know, national championship prize. That's the caliber of programs both of these are. Did you ever think about, you know, back then about what might be?
Probably not. I mean, because I think with a guy like Sully, he's so moment-driven, too. I mean, he's so passionate about what he's doing right then. So he's not one of those guys who really thinks about what he's going to do in the future. He was always driven to do what, you know, he's doing right now. And that was a lot of fun. I mean, that office, you know, with Jack Leggett, who, you know, is one of my closest friends and best friends and guy I look up to, and the reason I got into Division I baseball, and then to spend 6 years in the same office with Sully. I mean, we were best friends. I mean, he was all baseball. He was so passionate, and that's all he cared about. He's very simple, like myself, and that's why we attached ourselves to one another. So I really, really enjoyed those years. But I did know, even, you know, at that time, he's going to be a special coach. You just can tell because he had a good upbringing with the people that he learned from. And he was a sponge. Everything that he heard, he just learned real, real quick and had good thoughts already as a young coach. So, and he's one of the best minds because he's, when I say baseball coach, that's what he is. He can coach every position on the field. I know he works with the pitchers, but he'd be the best catching coach. He'd be the best hitting instructor, infield coach, outfield coach, whatever. He's just that type of guy.
Sort of weird going, looking over there, going against you even now, isn't it a little bit?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, we've got a nice rivalry. I mean, you mentioned 11. I mean, in 11, our teams didn't really care for one another. I mean, Sully and I liked each other, but, you know, we had to intervene a lot in between, and it's very, you know, it's intense. It was just intense between the kids, but I think when we sit back someday and look at those moments, you know, we'll talk about them with pride because that's really what you want. You know, when you build a program, you want to be relevant to the opponent. You want the opponent to look at you and go, you know, I don't like these guys. You know, but you don't like them probably because, like, you know, whether it's Duke basketball, Alabama football, and I'm not comparing Vanderbilt to them, but any school that has that type of tradition and has that type of pride, you know, it brings out the best in the opponent. And certainly Florida does that, and I hope we do that to other people as well.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you guys, you know, I'm sure Florida looks at you like, this is Vanderbilt. They're the number one recruiting class or the top five, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's a two-way street with all this.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think so. I mean, I think they look at us with respect. I mean, I know Sully does, and I know he looks at our program in a certain way, but I do. I think in a lot of ways we bring out the best in one another, but they've bested us. You know, we really haven't, you know, since 14, I think 14, I don't even know now, I haven't looked at it, but I think 14 is the last time we won a series against them. So really they've had their way against us for past few years. And but, you know, it doesn't really matter. All that matters right now is tonight and playing the best baseball.
Are we wearing the pajamas tonight?
Playing, well, if you think the black pinstripes are pajamas, then we're wearing the pajamas.
Outstanding. I just love that look, man.
Just, when he says pajamas, I've envisioned Joe in pajamas. I just don't know. Anyway.
Well, I think it's great because Tracy Cornett loves – I showed the highlights to you guys and said, she's like, oh, my God, they look just like pajamas. So it was a topic of discussion after the newscast because we all love that. I love those uniforms.
Does Tracy like them?
Tracy loves them.
Okay, well, if Tracy likes them, that's good enough because I think Tracy's got a lot of style. So.
She does.
Yeah, I look at Tracy and I go, that's like our daughter Molly, who is a stylist. And I go, you know, what she wears, what Molly wears, I can see. Yeah, I can see them liking the same thing. So I appreciate
yeah,
that.
It has nothing to do that her husband played at Vanderbilt in the NBA and her son's in the NBA who played at Vanderbilt. So has nothing to do with that.
she knows what good style is.
Yeah. You know, hey, a few things here I want to point out tonight. The 10-part poster series, Doors in the Show, and tonight it's Tony Kemp, of course, of the Astros standout, and it's nice that you have at least 10 or more of those to give away, the 10 different ones. First 1,000 fans going to win a Vandy Boys rope hat. Our buddy Crazy Kyle is over there Saturday, the Predators organist as well, and all the things that are going on, kids running the bases and everything. But I pick up the paper today, and have you seen the local newspaper today yet, Tim?
No, I haven't.
Well, the headline, I'll let you read it, Joe. Okay. The headline, it's a two-decker big headline about the series that Adam doesn't write the headlines, but read the headline.
It says Vanderbilt will debut beer sales this week against Florida.
Now yes. We know what's important, Tim.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, more so than the game, it's that beer.
That's the headline, debuting beer sales.
Yeah, how about that? You know, we got cell phones too, so this will be good. Yeah.
I don't know. I like it. I know what a lot of universities are doing this, and it's obviously in a very controlled setting, 21 and older, and also in just one area of the park.
I think that's good. I mean, we're starting to move forward, which I think is only right. You know, we were at Texas A&M last week, and I think Sunday was St. Patty's Day. I guess it was. I miss holidays this time of year.
Yeah,
but
you're right.
I looked over to my left, and the nice-looking woman and her husband, attractive couple, they were probably in their 50s, were sitting there. And I look quickly, and they're drinking something green. And I go, wow, that's green beer, and it's 1 o'clock. So I thought, okay, if A&M can do it, Vanderbilt can do it. So I'm glad we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, the Home Run Lounge. Like it. It's just getting – it's where everybody's headed, you know, and it's not a value judgment. I like the fact that it's part of it because we all can act responsible. So anyway, Tim, good luck this weekend. We appreciate you joining us. Thanks, man.
Yeah, hey, thanks so much. Yeah, I appreciate it.